Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week for Democrats, is it? They say so. They think so. But there are a lot of people questioning whether the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which is actually should be packaged as a Republican Reduction Act, is a basic desperate desire to show some major accomplishment on the part of Joe Biden before they go into the midterm elections. By the way, the schedule is the Senate passed the act on Sunday, 51-50, and then it's going to be going to the House, which is coming back. And the House, it's almost a sure thing because the Democrats have a margin of 7 votes. And it went strict party line in the U.S. Senate. Every single Republican voted no. Every single Democrat, yes, including Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, voted yes. And then that meant that Kamala Harris got to do the greatest achievement of her eventful term as vice president so far. She broke the tie and voted with her party. We will talk about what next and the one amendment to the act that, honest to goodness, there is no justification for the Democrats uniting again and defeating that amendment, which would have protected middle-class taxpayers. And that's something the Democrats apparently did not want to do. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will also be covering the North Korean bid to offer Russia 100,000 volunteers for war on Ukraine. And how is that going to work out? We will talk about that. And we will also talk about the resolution of a very brief war in the Middle East. There was a war not between Hamas and Israel, but between Israel and a much smaller terrorist group known as Islamic Jihad. Even the New York Times, which is often very, very anti-Israel and critical of Israel, acknowledges that this could only be called a victory. What made it possible, and what does it mean for Israeli politics and the future of any kind of peace negotiations? We'll talk about that with former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, who will be joining us later in the show. He's also a leading Israeli historian. And there's a piece that tries to make the case that the Democrats have suddenly, unexpectedly gained momentum. Is that true going into what is supposed to be a crucial coming up midterm election? And the BBC is reporting rising curiosity behind open relationships. Is this the end of civilization as we know it? And what does it actually portend? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First off, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. It's a $750 billion in new spending with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie. And you can hear her and the Senate Democrats cheering as they pass this act by the thinnest possible margin ever. Clip 9.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Thank you.
Okay, this is recognizes that it was a very long, hard slog. The New York Times actually says that this bill began in 1969. No, really, that's what they claim. They claim it began with Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who at the time was an aide to President Nixon, a very prominent aide, who warned about climate change in 1969 and warned that we would have to say goodbye to Washington, we'd have to say goodbye to New York City, we'd have to say goodbye to our civilization unless we did something to curb greenhouse gases. And, yeah, that's a long time to be working on a bill. Now, the question, of course, is will this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which is really aimed as a piece of climate legislation, will it actually reduce even some of the greenhouse gas emissions? Will it make a difference in that regard, whether or not it makes a difference in inflation, which is what it promises to do? Here is Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, who shepherded this bill to its conclusion, claiming that this will not only benefit Americans in terms of their economic circumstances by lowering inflation, it will also save the planet. Listen.
This historic bill will reduce inflation, lower costs, fight climate change. It's time to move this nation forward. Senate Democrats began this majority by promising to tackle the biggest challenges facing our country. The Inflation Reduction Act will make good on that promise and serve as the capstone to one of the most productive stretches the Senate has seen in a very long time.
Okay, what's difficult here for him, and a real problem, is that inflation is not something unseeable, unknowable, unreachable, debatable, like climate change is, or the extent of greenhouse emissions. That doesn't impact people, not now, not directly, it may someday. But the idea that inflation reduction, which is promised in the bill, can happen and not be noticed by people, or it can fail to happen and the people won't notice their disappointment. I mean, even Bernie Sanders on the Senate floor acknowledged that the inflation aspect of the bill is just not going to work. Listen.
I want to take a moment to say a few words about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that we are debating this evening. And I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO and other economic organizations who have studied this bill, it will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation.
Okay, if Bernie Sanders acknowledges that it will have a minimum impact on inflation, he voted for it anyway. All the Democrats voted for it. But the worst part was there will be an increase in taxes, and they are spending $80 billion, with a B, to beef up the personnel at the IRS so they can go after middle-class American taxpayers more aggressively. They claim, of course, that no one who earns less than $400,000 will end up paying more in taxes. That's one of the president's promises. And it's a phony promise, because there was actually an amendment to touch that, to test that promise, put forward by Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho. It would have protected all taxpayers from these new expenditures and manpower at the IRS. It would have protected them if people earned less than $400,000. So what happened? We'll tell you about that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show, one of the favorite mantras of Democrats, and this goes all the way back to the Franklin Roosevelt era, frankly, it goes back before that, has been to tax the rich. The idea being that rich people do not pay their fair share in taxes, they escape taxes too easily, they get away from paying taxes, they move their accounts abroad to various foreign tax havens. They have all kinds of loopholes and special deals of which they can take advantage. And by the way, this is not entirely untrue. It is untrue as a general rule, and all the numbers show this, official government numbers and more, rich people pay a higher percentage of their income in taxes than middle-class people do, and far more than poor people do. Most poor people pay very low taxes indeed. That is the reality in America. However, are there rich people, including some people very prominent, in the political world, in the presidential world, who paid very low shares of their income and wealth in taxes? Well, yeah, that happens. Which is why the Democrats could get away with this spending $80 billion. And the $80 billion are going to spend for this whole army of new IRS agents and this whole more aggressive effort to audit people is supposed to generate more money for the IRS. I believe their estimate is about $230 billion more. So, okay, you're putting in $80 billion more to hire people to work in the IRS to come after you with an audit. But the Democrats say, don't worry, this is only going to hit rich people. In other words, I think most people will accept the designation that if you are reporting an income annually in both your investments and your earned income, if you have an income of more than $400,000, you're doing pretty well. That puts you in a very, very elite status. And they claim that with their bill, this new Inflation Reduction Act, that the Inflation Reduction Act, yes, it will do a lot more in terms of getting people audited, but it will be only rich people who get audited. So Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho, very conservative senator, loyal Republican, had a very good idea, which is they did that whole Votorama where they put forward and voted on various amendments to this particular act, which was going to be going forward under reconciliation, which meant that it didn't need 60 votes to break a filibuster. There was no chance of filibuster. They got to vote on the amendments, but then once the amendments were settled, they voted on the act itself, and they voted 51-50 to get it passed. But Mike Crapo's amendment was a very smart idea. It basically said that, yes, we will go along with all this extra money for the IRS, but that will go along with a limitation on new audits that would be placed on people, would only be placed on people who earn more than $400,000 a year. In other words, it would prevent the reality, and now it is going to be the reality because the vote came, and to put that amendment on to the act, it had to get 51 votes. It wasn't going to get Kamala Harris's vote, and it didn't. What happened with it was that it was 50-50. Every single Republican, everyone, including Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and everybody, voted for the Crapo Amendment to protect middle-class people from being harassed by the IRS, which is going to be beefed up. And for reasons that no one has explained with any kind of adequacy at all, every single Democrat, everyone, voted against it, authorizing all kinds of new audits and hassles and a tax, really, on ordinary American middle-class taxpayers. Because if you're not going to actually limit the extra attention to people who make a difference, who really could make a difference in bringing in more money to fund the government and to fund all these wonderful projects they're trying to put forward, if you're not going to limit that to people who are in the upper tax brackets, well, then this is going to be, in effect, a raise on tax liability on lots of people, and not just tax liability, but having to cope with the unspeakable misery of an audit. And that's just something that that is extraordinarily depressing and hypocritical about this particular act. Marco Rubio spoke in opposition to the legislation, and he spoke particularly against its emphasis on so-called curbs on climate change. Listen to Senator Rubio of Florida, clip 19.
I don't think I need to tell anybody here. Our work is at its best when it's focused on what people care about. Let me tell you what people care about. They don't care as much about buying solar panels and electric cars as they do not having to live in a community where violent crime is rampant and you've got some crazy prosecutor that refuses to put people in jail, that refuses to prosecute entire categories of crime. People are worried about that, and rightfully so, and it's happening. We have these beautiful cities that were once world-class cities that have become unlivable all over this country because we have these lunatic prosecutors that have decided they're not going to, the entire categories of crime they will not prosecute. That's the kind of stuff we should be working on here tonight, all night long. You're going to spend all night working on something, work on that. Don't waste time on stuff that doesn't matter to real people working every single day who are not going to be driving an electric car next year or the year after that, but they might get mugged, but they might be a victim of a violent crime. And so what this does is it sends to the Judiciary Committee and asks them, in 3 days, come back with some ideas about how you can spend just a little bit of these billions of dollars that we're throwing away on this garbage, how we can spend a little bit of that money to put criminals in jail so Americans no longer have to live in fear in their communities.
And look, that is as effective a opposition, it seems to me, as you're going to hear on this particular bill. Bravo to you, Senator Rubio. Speaking of bravo, there's a lot of praise coming in for Israel's new prime minister, acting prime minister. They're in the midst of yet another election. But they actually reached a ceasefire far more quickly than anyone expected after what Israelis are hailing, and even the New York Times is hailing, as a major victory against terrorism. We're going to speak about that with Michael Oren, who is a veteran officer of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. He's an American-born Israeli historian, politician, former ambassador to the United States, and a member of the Knesset for the Kulanu Party. Michael Oren coming up on the new Israeli war, quickly brought to an end. How? Coming up on the Medved Show.
Prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from MyPatriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense announced on Monday they're sending another $1 billion of your tax dollars to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. In total, the United States has now committed approximately $9.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the Biden administration. President Biden is praising first responders for their actions during deadly flooding in eastern Kentucky.
First responders, at least up until not too long ago, were kind of taken for granted around the country. Not now, after COVID and so many other things.
During a briefing, Biden saying the federal government is committed to doing everything possible to help flood victims. The president joined in the briefing by Governor Andy Beshear, Biden seeing some of the damage during a helicopter tour of affected areas. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Oren, who is an American-born Israeli historian, author, politician, former ambassador to the United States, former member of the Knesset, of the parliament, and former deputy minister in the prime minister's office. Michael, on Friday, just as we were getting ready to end the week and go into our Shabbat, we talked to people about the news of the exchange of fire between Israel and Islamic Jihad in Gaza. And it was interesting that it didn't at that time involve Hamas, though a lot of people thought that it would. Well, now apparently they've reached a ceasefire, and it appears to be holding. It's the middle of the night now in Israel. It is holding right now, this ceasefire, right?
Indeed, no rockets outside my window.
Very...
I have a ringside seat here in southern Tel Aviv. I see them all.
Wow.
None.
And I know that the initial volley from Islamic Jihad, they managed to send up 70 rockets, but a lot of those rockets landed in Gaza, as I understand it.
A good number of them, and Israel was able to prove for the first time. It's not the first time it's happened. We were able to prove for the first time that the rockets fell short and killed Palestinian civilians whose death otherwise would have been attributed to us, and we would have been condemned as war criminals. And in the UN, they're debating it tonight. They're still condemning us for war criminals, for Palestinians killed by Palestinian rockets.
Okay, first of all, Islamic Jihad is a much smaller group than Hamas. And why did Hamas stay out of this fight? That surprised a lot of people.
But did it? Here it is. You know, Hamas runs the Gaza Strip, and Israel holds Hamas responsible. And, in fact, nothing really happens in Gaza without Hamas wink and nod approval. And Hamas is backed by Iran, and Islamic Jihad is wholly owned and operated by Iran. So they're both getting their money from the same sources. So Hamas had its own reasons. It's a good way of putting pressure on Israelis to give in, give it more money. They get money from the Qataris through us. Without actually exposing themselves too much. They sent Islamic Jihad out to do the hit job, and Islamic Jihad pays the price for it. But obviously, the Islamic Jihad also comes out ahead of it. You know, we shouldn't view this by Western standards. By Western standards, Islamic Jihad lost. They had several of their top leaders knocked off, eliminated. Many of their operational centers, their ammunition dumps, their attack tunnels were destroyed. They managed to lightly injure four Israelis only, which is extraordinary. It's a record. So that by all Western accounting, they lost. But we can't view this as Westerners. If you're the Middle Easterners, and Islamic Jihad comes out ahead because, hey, they fired 1,200 rockets at Israel. And the big goal for Islamic Jihad is not necessarily what's going on in Gaza, it's what's going on in the West Bank, in Judea and Samaria, and particularly in the city of Jenin, where the Palestinian Authority and the Mahmoud Abbas has lost control. And Islamic Jihad has come out ahead. They actually have a foothold in a major Palestinian city.
Okay, Al Jazeera is reporting that at least 43 people have been killed, including 15 children, after Israel launched attacks on the Gaza Strip in response to threats from the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. What you're saying is that the investigation so far and the evidence so far shows that many, if not most, of those children who perished were the victims of Palestinian Islamic Jihad rockets, not Israeli rockets.
And this has been the case in previous conflicts in Gaza. We weren't able to prove it, but here we actually showed the rocket going up in the air and coming down in a Palestinian neighborhood, and directly linked it, and Israeli forces were not operating in that neighborhood at the time. So that was pretty, you know, incontrovertible evidence that even the UN had trouble trying to revoke. And still, they'll probably condemn us anyway. And Al Jazeera will probably condemn us anyway. But the fact of the matter is that one of the fields of battle here is not actually Gaza, but it's the international public opinion. We used to say that we used to worry about the impact of fighting in our area on the Arab street. The Arab street is not in the Arab world anymore. The Arab street is in London and Paris and in New York, the UN. That's the Arab street. And they're having a hard time condemning us because of these images that came out of Gaza showing the rockets falling on Palestinian neighborhoods, and also because the name of the organization, Islamic Jihad, it's kind of tough to sugarcoat that. Wouldn't you agree, Michael? The Islamic Jihad. Not exactly, you know, peace in Palestine organization.
Right. Okay, speaking of peace in Palestine, what about in Israeli politics? There's an election coming up in October, and right now you have a new prime minister, Yair Lapid, who is an acting prime minister, maybe very temporary. Does he come out of this with a burnished reputation, and with particularly in terms of his partnership with Benny Gantz, the defense minister? Do they look better or good after this event?
Yes, very much so. He gave a speech tonight which was very, very diplomatic, very statesmanly-like. He thanked the opposition head, Benjamin Netanyahu, which is very unheard of in Israeli politics. Gave credit to everybody, not just himself. He called the people of Gaza to take a different road, the road of cooperation and coexistence. We've been giving thousands of entry permits to workers from Gaza, and he committed himself to continuing that policy. It was a very effective speech, and his party went up about one or two seats, got a little bump tonight in the polls. But that's a bump, and that could disappear, you know, if housing prices go up next week. The fact of the matter is the people who love Benjamin Netanyahu will vote for him, and people who don't like him will vote against him. And not much is going to change, but certainly Yair Lapid was able to portray himself as a statesman-like leader who was able to manage a military conflict. Not bad.
And also one of the things that the New York Times was amazed at was Egypt helped to broker the peace, and other Arab states, with the exception of Bahrain, withheld the usual criticism of Israel not to jeopardize their growing friendship and cooperation with Israel. That's notable, isn't it?
Well, not really. Egypt always brokers the peace. Every time there's an outbreak of conflict, about fighting with Gaza, whether it's the Hamas or Islamic Jihad, Egypt is always our broker. It is interesting that the signatories to the Abraham Accords, Bahrain, the UAE, and Morocco, withheld their criticism of us. Clearly, there's no love lost between them and Hamas, and seriously no love lost between them and Islamic Jihad, which, again, is wholly operated and financed and for the most part commanded by Iran.
And in terms of the threat from Iran, new speculation here about the Iranians getting closer and closer to real nuclear capacity. Quick comment.
Yeah, it's my gut feeling that we cannot look when an organization that is effectively a proxy, an extension of Iran, fires 1,200 rockets at Israel. What is Iran up to? Right? Iran, Islamic Jihad wouldn't have fired a single rocket without permission from Iran. And my guess is, Michael, this has to do with the negotiations, the renewed negotiations over the JCPOA. And the Iranians sending a message to the West. We're not the address here. The United States is the address. Europe is the address. Look what we could do with the Middle East just with 1,200 rockets. You better watch it, or else we're going to get a nuclear weapon. Then you're going to see the mischief we can cause. So you better give in to our demands. I see this as part of the negotiations over the renewal of JCPOA.
Wow. By the way, let me mention Michael Oren has a brand new book coming out. He's an acclaimed writer of fiction, as well as being one of the greater historians of our time, truly. And his new work of fiction is called Swan's War, and coming out in October, Michael?
Indeed. I'm going to enjoy it.
And when is Swan's War set?
It is set on an island off the coast of Massachusetts in 1944-1945. It's about a policewoman who has tracked down a serial killer.
Wow.
Who's on the island.
We'll look for it and we'll publicize it when that time comes. Michael Oren, former ambassador to the United States from Israel. We will be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Exciting news. You're going to want to sit down in order to hear this, but it is definitive. It is decisive. The Republican National Committee has decided to move the Republican convention not to Nashville. Nashville is out. Tennessee is a state that Republicans should carry anyway. The Republican convention will be at that swingiest of swing states in that swingy town of Milwaukee. The hotline has a commentary on that, and I think it's interesting and important. It says the RNC's decision to host its 2024 convention in Milwaukee was hardly a surprise. 3 weeks ago, a site selection panel unanimously recommended Milwaukee despite a slim chance that Nashville politicians would still commit resources to the convention. Last week, Nashville's Metro Council voted against a draft agreement to host the convention. The city of Nashville, not necessarily the state of Tennessee, saying, hey, we don't want you Republicans. We don't want you here in Nashville. That cleared the way for Milwaukee. But if anyone thinks the decision to host the convention in Battleground, Wisconsin will help Republicans, history would suggest otherwise. As one GOP source reminded Hotline, in 2008, we were in Minnesota, and we lost Minnesota. Yeah, we were at that convention, too. In 2012, we were in Tampa, and we lost Florida. Yeah, we were in that convention, too. And in 2016, the Democrats were in Pennsylvania, and they lost Pennsylvania just as well. Does this mean that it's a sure thing that the Republicans will lose Wisconsin? Well, they have to worry about Wisconsin this time. They have a race for governor where it's very, very close as to who the nominee will be. And they have one nominee who I think has an excellent chance of winning, Rebecca Clayfish, the former lieutenant governor. And they have one nominee, Tim Michaels, who I think is a much tougher race against Governor Evers. But we will see. We will see what comes out in Wisconsin. They also have the embattled Senator Ron Johnson, who may not have his skepticism about COVID and about vaccines, may not count for him in his race for re-election. He is considered, by a pretty big margin of advantage, the most endangered Republican incumbent. A Republican incumbent who is not on the ballot and probably would not have any problem if he were. He's popular in his home state and across the country among conservatives. Lindsey Graham had these comments about the so-called Manchin-Schumer Inflation Reduction Act, clip 14.
The American Rescue Plan, remember that one? That was supposed to make everything better. Well, it became a recession plan. This is going to make everything worse. I voted for a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I voted for gun legislation. I'm not going to vote for this. The minimum tax of 15% destroys expensing. Now, what does that mean? If a company buys a piece of equipment, they could expense it under the 2017 tax cut in the same year they bought it. That goes away. So CBO says it disincentivizes companies for building factories, buying equipment, which would help us get out of recession. There's a 16.4% tax on imported barrels of oil that are going to increase cost at the gas pump. Subsidies for Obamacare go to families making $304,000 a year, which I think is ill conceived. And the bottom line, it's not going to help inflation. It's going to make everything worse.
Okay, and the great thing, and it may not be a great thing in terms of how people live with it, but it will in terms of what its impact will be, is that on something like inflation, as we mentioned before, you can't fool people. I mean, people go shopping and they see the price of food, which I hear about from my wife. She does most of the shopping in our family, and I hear about it all the time. It is very, very different. And when it doesn't go down, and it's unlikely that it will, then people have to look at this particular legislation and the whole Democratic emphasis on it, have to look at it with a great deal of skepticism. Speaking of, there's no skepticism here, just sadness. It's sad news. Olivia Newton-John passed away apparently just now. She was a country pop, rock pop, and disco pop sensation in the 1970s, scoring 5 number one singles, including You're the One That I Want and Physical. After a breast cancer diagnosis in the 1990s, she fought for cancer research and awareness as well as environmental causes. The great historian David McCullough also died within the last 24 hours. He was 89 years old. Olivia Newton-John, 73 years old. David McCullough wrote Pulitzer Prize-winning biographies on John Adams and on Harry Truman. His book on Truman is one of the great books of history. It is so much worth reading. I had the great honor of reviewing his most recent book for Commentary Magazine, The Pioneers, which was about basically the fascinating history, and I know it sounds like a contradiction in terms, Marietta, Ohio, which was one of the first settlements in Ohio, one of the first attempts to realize the high hopes of the Northwest Ordinance, which was passed the same year as our Constitution. He had a gift for bringing characters to life. He wrote a great book about the heroic construction of Brooklyn Bridge and much more. In fact, I can think of no contemporary historian who is more consistently readable and relevant than the great David McCullough, who passed on to his reward and will be read long, long after this. He was 89 years old. There is more that Bernie Sanders has become a meme once more. Jeremy, do you know about this? I don't know exactly how. We will bring you information when we can. But photos have reportedly emerged of Trump administration documents in White House toilet bowls. White House resident staff periodically found wads of paper clogging a toilet and believed the former president and notorious destroyer of Oval Office documents was the flusher. Whether some of those or how many of those documents were rescued from the toilet bowl, we don't know. And there's also this report from NBC News that if Trump doesn't run in 2024, there are concerns among the Democratic donor class that Biden would have trouble beating a younger Republican nominee, such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And donors would be more likely to recruit and support alternatives, that alternatives to obviously, Joe Biden. And then this, the Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano, who is the Republican nominee for governor in Pennsylvania. He's running behind right now, and he looks like he's going to have a very tough race. He is threatening to pull out of a scheduled interview with the January 6th Select Committee of the House. He is teeing up for a legal fight with the panel in the midst of his governor's race. Mastriano was there on January 6th as part of the Stop the Steal protests with Trump. And Axios reports Trump denied flushing documents as president. Trump White House source recently provided photos of paper with Trump's handwriting in two different toilet bowls. This through Mike Allen. Toiletgate? I don't know if that has a ring to it. We will talk about claims that this is the best week ever, the one just passed for Joe Biden. Does that matter? Is it true? Then why is the approval rating still so low? We'll get to it in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.